Do you know what the worst thing about this is? Tommy loved funerals. His dad was like that too, but Tommy really took funeral attendance to a level of high art. I can imagine him coming home from this and saying, "Geez, it was great. Full to the rafters. Karen and Sinead are on fire. Father Christie was amazing." Then he'd tell you all the stories he picked up in the churchyard and, more importantly, what they meant. Then he'd sit down and write somebody a great letter. I know this because we've read so many of them over the past few days, and thank you for sharing them. Tommy loved funerals because his lifeblood was connection. There was nobody he couldn't connect with, even if they were a Shamrock Rovers fan, like Samantha Labrerie, Sean Whelan, or Connor Leeson. He even befriended TV3 staff and News Talk people, even if he said they were pirates that took food off our table. I loved showing him off to my friends and letting him do his thing, which he did better than anybody, which is finding a connection. I watched so many people meet Tommy for the first time and learn something new about their own lives right in front of me. He really loved people, and he told his friend, Martin McGuinness, that generosity was the greatest weapon.